Ultimate Classic Rock, US 103.1. We are back. I forgot to do this last segment with Dan not being here. Got to do the, oh, good morning.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Well, I feel I should.
I know. I feel like I'm cheating on him. You know what I mean? But I got to, every time I write a segment, you know, and get, you know, kind of like headline of what I want to do, I keep writing with Chris Monroe, because I always love saying your name. Dan Foley, it feels like I'm having a medical experience in a hospital.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. You're not lying about that one.
That's terrible. Yeah. But anyways, so it is the Gunsmith Show, and you can always access our website and see all the sponsors of the show, check out past shows. It is the GSS.com that makes it real simple. And all the shows that we play here on US 103 are on there in 13 minute segments. So you can listen to them over and over again. I get a lot of people that say, you know, I know it's Tuesday, but I was just listening to your show. And I'm like, oh, you can't get up on Saturday morning at 8 to listen to the show, huh? And, I heard that, you know, that third segment and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, it is handy to have. It's kind of a, it's my public domain. Now, it is my library of shows. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. So go to the GSS.com, and you can automatically just click on Tri-County Roofing if you want to know more about them. It makes it real simple, but I still got to talk about them. So Tri-County Roofing, they are your flat and low-pitch roof specialists. They are dear friends of mine, and you can reach them at 810-732-7740. You want a good roof, whether it's TPO, steel, PVC, rubber, you name it. If you want it done right, then hire Tri-County Roofing. And like I said, you can link right to them from my website. They got a great website. And if you're in the area and you Google flat or low pitch roofs, their name's going to pop up first. So it's all good. So thank you very much. If you talk to them, tell them thank you. You're going to talk to Melinda at the front desk. And that is the best way to get a hold of them. Just call them. I don't even know if I'd email them. Just call them. By God, bug them. Stop them from drinking their coffee and say, I need a roof. And they'll come out and check you out. So now in the gun world, we've got so much going on, to be honest with you. I could do the whole show just on the political things that are happening, where rights are changing, rights are everything's funky right now. I never know. I get all these reports, especially from this one site called The Armed Scholar, and he's like an attorney. And Chris, this guy comes on, and he so much knowledge. He's a brainiac. You know, my head hurts looking at him. And you know, but he understands the verbiage of what's going on in like the Supreme Court and all these undercourts that are they're either taking rules or laws away or adding new ones or stripping the ATF of power or whatever. But what it all boils down to is you got your guns. Chances are the government knows you have them. And all we got to do is be good citizens, you know? So I'm not worried about it right now because so many changes are happening. I can't keep up with them. I try, but it would boggle the mind to try because it'd be a 25 hour a day job. Mm-hmm. So right now I want to focus on something else. So with so much going on, we lost a great gun writer this week. And if you've ever picked up in the past 15, 20 years, if you've ever picked up a Gun Digest, it's that big like Bible that comes out every year on guns. A fellow named John Taffin, nice old guy, very good writer. And I've been reading his stuff for years. Believe it or not, I do read. Dan would give me a hard time about that. But John was 85 years old. And talk about an odd coincidence. Ruger just came out with a John Taffin exclusive gun through Lipsy's distributing. You got to special order them. But it's a Taffin flat top single action series of guns. And cool, beautiful guns. Jake and I, right the first week of January, he calls me and he's at work and he calls me and says, Dad, Ruger just came out with a new Taffin 44 or 45 long Colt, 45 long Colts, I think they are. And see if you can get us a pair of consecutive serial numbered guns. And I'm like, all right. So I called Williams, of course, immediately and talked to Kerry. And he's, yep, I can get him at this and this and this, but they don't have this. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know what Jake wants. I'm stuck in the middle, but we're going to order two of them, and we'll both go in and pay for them, you know, because mm-hmm. you can't if you try to buy two, but if you say the wrong thing, they can't sell them to you because it looks like a straw purchase. You're purchasing for somebody else.
Right.
So what I do is we order them, and then we both go in and we buy them at the same time and mm-hmm. get them. But their list price is like $1,100. Well, they probably just jumped up to about $1,500 or $1,600 because John Taffin passed away. He died on the 10th, so it's just the 10th. So, I mean, today's only the 15th, so what was it, Tuesday? Monday? Yeah, right in there. He was 85 years old, and he was truly the most authoritative writer right now that we have out there on six guns, and highly regarded author. If you've ever, even in magazines, he did a ton of really good mag. And it's not the magazines I read every time I get a gun magazine, because I don't even get most of these delivered to my house. But like Six Gunner magazine, which about twice a year I'll pick one up. I'll say, oh, that looks intriguing. And you know me, if you listen to this show on a regular basis, I go through waves of, sometimes I'm shooting a wheel gun, and then other times it's all automatic. So I go through, it's almost like seasonal. It's like, you know, some people are getting ready to get into baseball and, you know, then football. Well, maybe six guns are my football season, but either way. But he did articles in Shoot magazine, American Handgunner, which I do get that one a little more often. But the guy was a math teacher from 64 to 95. So along with being a gun writer, he was a math teacher. So I wanted to say something political. I was going to say that all teachers are not liberals. So it's and I know that for a fact, because I got a lot of teacher buddies that we shoot together. And a lot of them, they're very competitive. Very competitive. Mm. They might not have been the best on the track and field, but by God, they can shoot. and I think they need the stress relief of being teachers, so they need to go to the range. That is one of those jobs. My mother-in-law even said it to me yesterday. She says, there are two things that don't pay enough, being a cop and being a teacher. Uh-huh. There's no way I'd want to do either one.
Yeah.
and I think she's right. So thank God some people love it. So Single Action Revolvers was John Taffin's baby. He authored five books on these guns, and his books are great. I think Jake's got a few of them. I don't have to buy books because Jake buys them all and I get to read them.
Nice.
So, but he did publish over 500 articles. So the guy was a monster in the gun field. And honestly, he also did regular columns. So he would do articles, but then he had regular columns in like five magazines that he just put in. Handgun Hunting, Hand Loading. Now that magazine I used to get regularly. Handgun Reloading is, you know, my forte. Even Chris says in the commercial that I might not have started reloading before I wore a diaper, before I got out of diapers, but it wasn't long after. So lots of fun, though, to be had in this. And it becomes a passion. And it was certainly a passion for John Taffin. And the gun world lost him. So he was heavy into cartridge development as well, and for Magnum cartridges, and developing loads and working with the gun industry to make sure that they were putting those good loads on the market so that you could buy them and enjoy the same type of performance that he was enjoying at the range. So he also did something else that is going to go on forever, hopefully. Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops combined. You know, they're all under one. One of them bought the other. I think Bass Pro Shops swallowed up Cabela's. But like in Bass Pro Shops in Springfield, Missouri, you've got the NRA Museum. It's out of this world. I probably spent 6 hours in the museum. Fabulous gun museum. Even the banisters going up the stairs are rifles from the Civil War.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, it's just outstanding. And they're beautiful. Every one of them is gorgeous. And they're real rifles. They're not fake. They're real rifles. We had so many of them, they used them. And so if you ever get a chance. But anyways, my point is, in Boise, Idaho, which is where John Taffin was from, and this is where these guys did a lot of shooting out there. They had those flat plains. They could shoot those big handguns all the time, and they'd get antelope and deer and everything with their 44 Magnums. Well, John Taffin was instrumental in opening the Elmer Keith Museum. Now, Elmer Keith is a name that has gone on forever. He is he was a substantial, and still is, a tremendous influence in the gun world, especially your large bore handguns. He was very instrumental in making the .357 Magnum, the .44 Magnum, the .41 Magnum. He worked on all these guns, and he actually, I've got lots of friends that when they were kids, went to Williams Gun Sight in Davison and sat on Elmer Keith's lap to get a picture, you know, because he was there, and he'd let kids get a, like Santa Claus. Well, he's Santa Claus for .44 Magnums, that's for sure. We wouldn't have it without him. So inside Cabela's in Boise, Idaho, there is the Elmer Keith Museum. So if you ever get to Boise, Idaho, stop in and check it out. I guess it's just awesome. So, and then go to Ruger's website and check out their Lipsy's exclusive flat top. It's called the John Taffin Ruger flat top. They just started selling them in January this year. You'll see the type of guns he liked because that's exactly what he liked. Perfect packing pistol is what he called it. 45 long Colt, and it has another cylinder. You shoot 45 ACPs through it. So very, very beautiful. They're stainless steel or blued, and they got them in 41 Magnum as well. So in every one of them, the serial number starts with JT for John Taffin. So pretty cool. One could only hope to have that kind of a long-lasting, you know, existence. So get out there, and you probably have to order them, and give it a shot. I know I'm rethinking my – well, everything hit the fan in January, and it's like, gosh, I wish I'd ordered them.
Yeah.
That way I'd already have them, you know, and I could I'd say, yes, it's right here in front of me. But it's not, so I have gun envy again.
Yeah, so I'm sure you'll have it soon enough.
I have it like every Saturday. All right, get us out of here, man. We got more show to give to these people, but we got to do some commercials.
Yeah. We'll take care of that right now and be back in just a few. It is the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1.